I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is the LCJ Q&A podcast. Thanks to everybody for listening. Paddington, one of the most beloved characters of all time. We had those two great movies over the past few years. Now a new CG animated series, The Adventures of Paddington, premiering Monday, January 20th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on Nickelodeon. Joining me right now, the directors of this new series, Adam Shaw and Chris Drew from the UK. Guys, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having us. Nice to be asked.
Glad you're on. I love the character of Paddington. I love the two movies. This series is so sweet. Adam, I'll start with you. You are also the co-founder of Blue Zoo, which is the animation studio behind this new show. Why did you guys feel like it was time to give Paddington a new animated series?
Well, so Paddington was is a childhood favorite of mine. So it's always been dear to my heart. When I was young, I always read it by my parents and very fond memories of the gorgeous stories. And then I've got children of 6 and 10 now. But I read the Paddington book to them, and it was something that was very, very dear to my heart. When I heard that the kind of owners were looking to make a TV series, we were very, very keen to jump on and be involved.
Right out of the gate, this theme song, this open to this show, is so jolly and happy. I love when Paddington is dancing with the two kids in the park. I think it's so funny. I smile every time I see it. Chris, was this one of the more challenging aspects of the overall process, getting this theme song just right?
Opening titles are always quite tricky. You have to try and make sure you catch the mood of the show, and you want to get people to sit up, and it's like a sort of call to arms. You want people to come and hear the tune and come in. So a strong, catchy tune is a great start. And opening titles are always tricky, but I think we've pulled it off. I think it looks really good, and we get everybody in there, and we get that sense of community, and we get the sense of Paddington surrounded by all his family and friends. So, tricky, but I think it works really well. I'm glad you enjoy it, and it makes you smile. That's great to hear.
Yes, yes. And I think the show isn't just, it's targeted for young viewers, for preschoolers and kids, but I think older kids and adults, especially if you love the two Paddington movies, will really enjoy this as well. I was on Twitter the other day and somebody was ranking their best favorite movies of the decade, and the list was just Paddington 2 at number 1 and Paddington at number 2, and that was the entire list. That's how much people love this character. So much, and it's so great the fact that Ben Whishaw, who voiced Paddington in those two movies, is once again voicing Paddington on this series. He was fantastic in those. He's great here. Adam, how was it getting Ben to be on board for this show?
When it was suggested to us who would like to play Paddington for the TV series, our first call was to try and get Ben on side to do it, because he just embodies he's done such an amazing job in the films, and he just really embodies Paddington so well. It's this lovely naive approach to the world, and it's got so much charm. So when we'd sort of found out that Ben was interested in the TV series, he's a busy guy. Mm. He's so good. We were just so pleased, so we could keep that continuity and kind of work with somebody so great to really, to drive this TV character.
Yeah, his voice.
I think when we started, I think it's right to say, Adam, that he was a bit startled to begin with when he realised just, because I don't think he'd ever done TV voice work before. Huh. And I think he was quite startled at the amount of work that we had to get through to begin with, but he was great. He really took to it so quickly. Mm-hmm. And now he just produces all these wonderful lines for us and brings another twist to the dialogue that it's great having him aboard. It really is.
Yeah, what is it, 52 different stories that you guys did for these Paddington episodes? That definitely is a lot.
52 10 minutes for this first series.
Wow, yeah, that is a lot.
A couple of Christmas specials.
Oh, a couple of Christmas specials.
Oh, yeah, 54. Technically, nice. Yeah, technically speaking, it's 54, yes.
Oh, that's lovely. I think everybody will be anxious to see those. That's fantastic. Yeah, and you're right, because Paddington is so charming, and it comes through the voice performance, and the mannerisms are very funny. The dialogue's funny when he's reacting to certain situations in such an unexpected way. How was it sort of, Chris, in capturing the dialogue and getting Ben to say certain lines in certain ways, capturing that? How did you craft that in an appropriate way?
I think the big difference really for us is because we have a younger audience, we need to have a lot, and we have animators in the studio, we need to make sure we're getting a big voice that we can work with. The more Ben gives us, the more he gives our animators to work with. Mm. And that's what's gone really well throughout the process. Ben just seems to just get it right. He's brilliant. He really is. I'd love to sit here and tell you terrible stories about how hard he is to work with, but he's not. He's a lovely, very calm guy. He comes in, he loves the show. We've shown him finished episodes, and he's been blown away by it, and he's really behind it 100%. So working with him and getting him to do the lines is no chore whatsoever. It's actually a pleasure to be at the voice records and to just let him go off and do what he does.
That's great.
Also, if there's a line that he doesn't think is quite right, or he doesn't believe Paddington would quite say in that way, he'll be very forthcoming and kind of, you know, sort of make alternatives and to really make sure that, you know, it really comes from the heart of Paddington. Mm. It's really, you know, it just goes on to really make the show sort of unique to Paddington.
That's great that he sinks himself into the character like that. Yeah, I had a chance to meet him last year. Very nice guy. And when it comes to the look of the characters, they're all CGI, but they do have this stop-motion puppet-like look and vibe to them, the way the characters move, the way the characters blink. Adam, can you talk a little bit about and describe the look of these characters?
Right from the beginning, that we really wanted to go kind of influenced by the early Ivor Wood stop motion animated series, but kind of really bring it up to, you know, like our contemporary audience. So I was having a charm to the characters, and so we looked at what Leica have been doing and other great stop motion animation companies, and we really wanted the main characters to be really, really tactile. So he's giving them this stop-motion feel, these small puppets. So it means, in look, even their eyes are kind of still more animatronic. So they've got a simplicity. There's not, it doesn't feel like there's this pliable skin to their eyelids. They're kind of like these shutters. Mm. Again, it's the way that they're animated kind of really, really brings them to life. And it means that you can... So they can have so much kind of fun with them, and they've got so much charm. And it was just, it was a style which really, really keen to follow right from the very, very beginning.
Yeah, the moment you just said Leica, I'm like, yeah, that's it. They have that feel to them. They do. But their own uniqueness as well, which I really, really like. And there are some big sequences in the first few episodes. There is one that aired in the U.S. In December. I had a chance to screen the premiere episode that airs on January 20th as well. Big sequences in them. You got Paddington flying through the house. There's a lot of bubbles in one scene, which is a nice nod to the films. Chris, take me through sort of staging one of those big kind of sequences.
When we started the show to begin with, we sort of started the world quite small, and we built our way out. So as the production progressed, we added in more and more things. So to begin with, we started with just in the house, and we've worked our way out into the garden, and now we have some exterior locations and some parks and things like that. So as we've gone on, we've been able to do sort of broader and bigger episodes, and we have episodes coming up where, you know, we're running around in the park and some action sequences. But staging in the house was always quite interesting, and we've had to work out with lenses and very careful camera angles to make sure that we have that sense of continuity. Mm. But it also feels like it's all taking place in this set location. We storyboard a lot. We rework, storyboard an awful lot with this show. There's a lot of planning to do. The set is an actual set. The house has been built. Mm. So we don't have too much freedom when it comes to just, oh, we need an extra 50 yards of hallway. We don't have that. We've only got what we've got. So we're very careful with our cameras and how we stage our action.
The Adventures of Paddington. It premieres January 20th on Nick. I'm with the directors right now on the LCJ Q&A. Now, Chris, you've been BAFTA-nominated. Adam, in 2009, you won the BAFTA Children's Award. Here in the U.S., the BAFTA Awards are becoming more popular, more well-known. Graham Norton is hosting this year's show on February 2nd. But the Children's Awards is a pretty big deal over in the U.K., is that right?
Yeah,
how was that experience being at the BAFTA Children's Awards, and what does an honor like that mean to you and to the world of children's animation?
I'll let Adam answer this, because he's the one that's won.
Well, so, like, I'm like, in the UK, it's kind of like the highest accolade, really, to, you know, like, to be a BAFTA winner. So, like, to be, you know, like, ultimately, you want to kind of make shows and play things which is going to be seen by, sort of children across the world and enjoyed and part of their growing up. On top of that, it's lovely to be recognised by, you know, sort of by the industry and by other creatives, and so it really kind of gives that extra thumbs up to what you're doing, and gives you kind of even more reassurance. But yeah, it's a great feeling. It's really good.
Yeah,
good fun, a good party for the team as well. So need that after all the hard work that you put in.
Sure. Yeah, I was on the website, Blue Zoo Animation's website, and looks like you guys have been celebrating with many honors over the years. Congrats to both of you on your achievements, for sure. You know, one of these Paddington episodes focuses on him finding a hobby. What he really feels like his calling in terms of a hobby is. Chris, do you have a lot of hobbies, or is animation pretty much your life?
Well, Paddington's been quite busy, I'll be honest to say. It's been keeping us busy for the last year or so. And I've got two sort of teenage children now, and they keep me quite busy. So hobbies. Sleeping, does that count as a hobby? I'm not sure. I'd love to say, I mean, I still like to draw as much as I can, whenever I can. I like to swim if I can, but I wish I had some. No, I can't answer that. I'm really sorry, Jackson. I'm boring. I don't have a hobby.
That's okay. What about you, Adam?
I spend a lot of my time in the garden. I've got quite a big garden here, so like helps me relax. And so, like, I do a lot of time out here, but also I love doing stuff, you know, like mountain biking with the kids and you know, watching films and that type of thing. So, I can't say I'm a skydiver or, you know, an extreme sports fanatic, as much as I'd love to be, but maybe, you know, so I want to get a bit more time in my life again, maybe.
I wish you'd answer this first, Adam, because it made me sound really boring.
No, those are perfectly good answers. You guys have a lot going on, and it makes sense. Have your kids seen the episodes of this show yet? What do they think about The Adventures of Paddington?
Mine are older now, but I mean, I storyboarded from home for a long time when they were tiny, so they are both fully aware of the process that goes through. They've been watching animatics and storyboards and all kinds of stuff, comp tests and everything, since they were tiny. So they're a bit blasé about the whole process. They know how the whole thing's made. But when it comes to anything that I'm working on, they're always interested, and I always run it. Even though they're like 15 and 13 now, they're both still really interested, and yeah, they both love it. They think it looks great. They're very pleased with it.
Yeah, well, I kind of get a lot of kudos at school. Like, both of my kids are at primary school, kind of like junior school. And, I get a lot of kudos at school. It's only a tiny little school. So that's, you know, sort of kind of for making programs which kind of a lot of the kids watch.
Yeah.
I think everyone's super excited about Paddington, you know, off the back of the hugely successful films. Kind of there's so much anticipation to see what it's like sort of both for the children and the parents. So I've never been so anxious waiting to see what everyone thinks of it. I think it's got such a big following, and fingers crossed.
I think it's going to be an absolute big hit for sure all across the globe. And my last question for you guys as we wrap up this LCJ Q&A, honestly, as you've been working on this show, how often have you craved a marmalade sandwich?
That's a good one, actually, because before I worked on this, I really didn't like marmalade. Somehow, I don't know, it's now my favourite thing to have on toast. So, it has. It's changed. It's changed me. I have an interest.
Wow.
I can't believe you just... That's a terrible answer. Is that true?
It's true.
Wow.
Okay. I'm just gonna be honest. I don't like marmalade. There we go.
Wow.
Paddington can have mine. I'm more than happy for Paddington to eat all of my marmalade for me.
Wow, man. When this gets transcribed for Animation Scoop, the headline is gonna be: one of the directors of the show had their life changed because of marmalade. The other hates marmalade, and it's a Paddington show. That's gonna end up being the headline of this piece.
Excellent. We want controversy. We want to get a stir up. Get everyone talking about the show.
Little controversy about Paddington. There you go. Guys, this was a lot of fun. Congrats on the adventures of Paddington. Again, it's going to be a great big hit all across the world. Thank you so much for being on the LCJ Q&A today.
No, lovely. Thank you for asking us, Jackson. Right to talk to you.
You're welcome, guys. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. Again, The Adventures of Paddington premieres Monday, January 20th, 10:30 a.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on Nickelodeon. For more, go to lights-camera-jackson.com, Podbean, and Spotify. I'm LCJ. See you next time on the LCJ Q&A.